Welcome to episode 24 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. It must be Thursday. Every single week. A little different from every single day by 6 days. Today we're talking about hope and how it's going to lose the brawl. There's an excerpt from a chapter. Excerpt from a chapter of my upcoming book called Decide, due out October 17th. This episode sponsored by Decide Thus. Here we go. In a schoolyard brawl, Decide is going to win out over hope by a knockout. Hoping, wanting, dreaming, wishing, pleading, begging, whining, hoping. These are just a handful of the actions you undertake, whether consciously or unconsciously, before you decide. I often think in mathematical terms, charts and line graphs. I see all of those actions or beliefs or thoughts as heading downwards. Sure, you might think that hope is ascending and that you are hoping for something better, which sounds pretty much like ascending to me. But I see it as a short-term ascension. If you're only hoping and hoping and hoping. There is no plateau. There is no resting place summit of the mountain where, guess what, you make the decision to then either stop or descend or ascend. Maybe this is only my personal interpretation of the word, but I see hope, again, if you allow me to use something like a line graph, as somewhere way down there. It's more of basic needs or survival or crawling out of desperation than it is ascending from, let's say, a 4 to a 6 or an 8 to a 9 on a scale of a 10. Hope, in terms of numbers, is something that I see as low down as possibly even in the negative, let's say from minus 2 to a plus 1. Don't get me wrong, a minus 2 to a plus 1 is an increase of 3 and also pulling us out of the negative. But this is where I no longer want to use hope as my ladder, but move on to more efficient, effective, uplifting and positive means of ascending further. Hope is the kindergartner who dreams of playing kickball at recess. The decision, which can either crush or enlighten, comes from the teacher who tells the children what the game of the day is. Although possibly a bit of a stretch, the decision could be made by the kindergartner who chooses to create his own kickball game after school on his own terms. Hope, therefore, can be a good place to start, but is a stepping stone and not the goal. Hope might open up the door to the next level of understanding and action, which then could very well be the decision to decide. There you have it, straight from the author's mouth, episode 24 of Repossible Podcast, a little excerpt from the book Decide by Bradley Charbonneau. That would be me. We're having fun over here at Repossible. Hope you join us every week on Thursdays for a little bit more of Repossibilities. Connect, listen, and decide. See you next week.